October 2014 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the October 2014 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal Highlight: Caring for the Poor and Needy. A journalist once questioned Mother Teresa of Calcutta about her hopeless task of rescuing the destitute in that city. He said that, statistically speaking, she was accomplishing absolutely nothing. This remarkable little woman retorted that her work was about love, not statistics. She said she could keep the commandment to love God and neighbor by serving those within her reach with whatever resources she had. Soberly, the journalist concluded that Christianity is obviously not a statistical endeavor. So how might we do what we can? I pay a personal tribute to President Thomas Spencer Monson. The image of him I will cherish until I die is of him flying home from then economically devastated East Germany in his house slippers because he had given away not only his extra suit and shirts, but the very shoes from off his feet. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Are We Not All Beggars? Ensign, November 2014, pages 40, 41, and 42. Fill in the blank. 1. When we blank wrong choices, big or small, which are inconsistent with the restored gospel, we lose the blessings and protection we need. Quinton L. Cook, Choose Wisely, page 48. 2. According to the world's standards, following the prophet may be unpopular, politically incorrect, or socially unacceptable, but following the prophet is always blank. Carol F. McConkie, Live According to the Words of the Prophets, page 78. 3. Lowering the Lord's standards to the level of society's inappropriate behavior is blank. Lynn G. Robbins, Which Way Do You Face, page 10. 4. Absolute blank exists in a world that increasingly disdains and dismisses absolutes. In a future day, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord. Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. David A. Bednar, Come and See, page 110. Answers to Fill in the Blank. Number 1, Rationalize. Number 2, Write. Number 3, Apostasy. Number 4, Truth. A Toolbox for Your Home. Evaluate your personal use of each tool. Then seek the guidance of the Lord to determine how you could make better use of each one of them. Elder Richard G. Scott, Make the Exercise of Faith Your First Priority, page 93. Item number 1, Prayer. Item number 2, Scripture Study. Item number 3, Family Home Evening. Item number 4, Temple Attendance. Note, to read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org.
Sidebar: Prophetic Promise, Heavenly Blessings. Perhaps during hard times we might find ourselves asking, do we really need to obey all of God's commandments? My response to this question is simple. I think God knows something we don't, things that are beyond our capacity to comprehend. Our Father in heaven is an eternal being whose experience, wisdom, and intelligence are infinitely greater than ours. Part of our challenge is, I think, that we imagine that God has all of his blessings locked in a huge cloud up in heaven, refusing to give them to us unless we comply with some strict, patternistic requirements he has set up. But the commandments aren't like that at all. In reality, Heavenly Father is constantly raining blessings upon us. It is our fear, doubt, and sin that, like an umbrella, block these blessings from reaching us. His commandments are the loving instructions and the divine help for us to close the umbrella so we can receive the shower of heavenly blessings. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, Living the Gospel Joyful, Ensign, November 2014, pages 121 and 122.
End of the article, October 2014, Conference Notebook. Read by Duane Case.